Now the kids have found their gifting. I'm just helping them stay on their path, enhancing them and training them and finding new ways and ideas to better their daily lives.
Can you describe what's a normal daily program for them?
We wake up around 5 o'clock, get the boards ready on top of the car, get the water ready, and then we shoot down to the surf. And then we do stretches on the beach and talk about what the surf is like. Or we do runs up the sand dunes. It's getting warmed up before the sun rises. Get into the water once there's sun and we can see the waves. That's our routine every morning. After the surf, we come back home and then off to school.
And I would imagine at this age, it's also instilling some sort of discipline into their lives.
Discipline is a major part of this journey. It's just following the laws of hard work and staying true to what you believe in.
And surfing is not a cheap sport. Apart from the equipment, there's all this travel they have to make to attend competitions. So do you see the investments that you are making now will pay off later in the future?
This journey has been a challenge, a big challenge. I do it, we do it just for the love of the sport. And I see it's a healthy way of living and setting goals for the kids. So the money is an issue. I've sort of gone past that, and just in order to better their lives, just to be an example, this is the way it should be.
And surfing is now an Olympic sport in the next Olympics, 2020. So I'm assuming that's the ultimate goal for you as a parent, to see the, one of the children, all three, even make the Olympic team someday.
That's the target. That's the long-term plan. The short-term plans, in order to prepare ourselves to get there, is why the Fiji Surfing Association setting up more competitions locally, and for us trying to fundraise and get to competitions abroad. So that's all in the vision we have for them achieving that Olympic spot. We'll be very proud if one of the kids get into the Olympic Games in 2010 in Japan.
Now, the children have admitted there is some sibling rivalry between them, and so you as the parent, how do you address that?
Many times it's gone too far because of their willingness to win. They all want to win. Creating this culture of winning, we have to draw some boundaries in this culture. So I see everyone wants to have a sport, trying to find ways into having those boundaries to carry through at home or in school. It's difficult. It's just watching them and just supervising them every single day.